Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Sheva Aser, the 17th, the final Perek in the Hilchas Machos Asuris, in the laws of forbidden food items in the Rambam Sefer Kedushin, the Book of Sanctity, which here the Rambam discusses regarding the Gentile vessels and what is cooked inside of them and the laws as they relate to Chinuch and regarding young children and regarding Baal Teshaktu, which is regarding the prohibition of holding one back from relieving oneself and other disgusting things. So Ram opens up in Halacha Aleph regarding cooking in a Gentile's vessel. So as Ram, Kederishal Cheres, specifically an earthenware vessel, which one cannot kasher with Hagala, with heating it up, Shinesbashal Babasar Nevela, if let's say a non-properly slaughtered animal was cooked in there, or Besar Shkatsam Vermasam, or other types of non-kosher entities, Le'yavashal Babasar Shchut Abayisayim, one should not cook kosher slaughtered meat in that pot that same day. Then Bishal Bamin Basav, one did cook a type of meat, Hatav Shlosser, the cooked dish is forbidden because you can't even ascertain if it gave a flavor or not because it's Min Bamina, the old meat. Now, Bishal Bamin Acher, if you cooked another piece inside of it, but nice and time it's going to make it prohibited as long as it gives a taste, and a Gentile should taste to see if it gave the prohibited taste inside of it. Now, Halacha Beis, V'lo Asr Taira, El Kader Basim Bavad. The Taira, biblically, it's only forbidden a non-kosher pot that was used that same day. Because it's the flavors of the fat that got absorbed in the pot has not yet become deficient, and it's giving a bona fide taste of prohibited entity in the kosher meat that you're cooking. Now, but rabbinically, as not to get confused with if it's that same day or a different day, one should never cook in a non-kosher pot. Now, lafika, therefore, in lichen kli cheres yishanim, nagayim shenisham shem mechamin. One is not supposed to purchase old earthenware vessels from Gentiles that are used to heat up food items inside of it, kugan kederis or ka'aris loyim. One should never buy these pots or plates from the Gentile. Now, vafilah hayushruin ba'aver, even if it was plated with lead, which is significant regarding to the fact of that one could kasher, but regarding earthenware, where even if it was plated with lead, one should not buy this. Now, if someone did purchase these vessels and cooked with it, not on the first day, which possibly then the Gentile had cooked with it that day, but from the second day onward, then the cooked dish is going to be permitted, like we said, because it's already tam levgam. It's not a ben yoyim anymore. Now, the Ram continues regarding kashering vessels. And additionally, regarding the halacha, when one purchases a vessel from a Gentile regarding its tevila, and these are related to the entities from that it was owned by a Gentile. As Rambam says, halacha gimel halakeach klei tashmir sudim nagayim. Someone purchases utensils that are used for meals from a Gentile. So if it's mekli matoches ukli zechuches, if it's from metal or glassware, so dvarm shleinishtamish b'mim kolikar, if it was never used, so matbilon b'mei mikvah, it's enough to immerse them in the mikvah waters. V'achkach yimitarm lechel b'malishtas, then you could use them to eat and drink with. U dvarm shleinishtamish b'mim oditzayin. Now, let's say something that was used already, but it was used with cold, kugan kaitzis, like cups, utzleichis, bikitainis, and flasks, and jugs, and bottles. So then medichan, so then you have to wash it out because there still might be some liquid that's stuck onto the walls of the vessels. But all you have to do is wash it out, matvilin, and then you immerse it again anytime as you purchase from a Gentile, and they matras, and then those vessels are permitted. Now advam shenashdamish mal dechamen, but things that are used by heat, like pots and kettles and things that warm up hot things, then halacha is magilim. You have to do what's called hagala. You have to heat them up, as Ram is going to shortly in the next halacha explain how do we do hagala. But you heat up in hot water, matbilam. So then after you kasher them, then you tevel it, as when whenever purchases a vessel from a Gentile that's used for food purposes, they mutarm, and then they're permitted. Now dvarm shenishtamish mal dehor, the highest level, things that are used on the fire itself, not through a medium of fire, but on the fire itself, kugan shaput maskalois, like spits and grills, then malam nur, then you have to do the highest level of kashrin called libun, which means from making it white, you have to heat up on the fire itself, achatinasha klipasam, until the shell, the outside of the vessel, falls off, umat bilam, and then you immerse it, and then it's going to be permitted. So as Ram explains, halachadar, kesam agilam, how does one do hagala? Says Ram, nisin yerikatan l'tech yergadel, you put the small pot that you want to kasher into a large pot, you fill up water over it, until it floats over the small pot, and you heat up very well. Now, what do you do if it's a very large pot, which too big of a pot to put into another pot? So what you do is, you put around the perimeter of the edge of the top of the vessel, dough or some type of clay, and now you fill up that pot with water, until it flows over the ledge that you made and it bubbles up, so you're getting every spot. Now, any of these vessels that if you used it before was heated up, or if you didn't wash it, or if you didn't do libun, or if you didn't tavel it, which is, we said, what's necessary from the proportionally according to whatever, however the vessel was originally used or not used, even if you didn't kasher it, mutter is going to be permitted. As we explained, because all the fats that's in that was absorbed in these vessels, it really gives a bad taste, again, if it wasn't used that day. Like we explained in halacha base. Now, halacha hey, tvila zu, this that we had been mentioning, this immersion, shemit pilin kliyasu, that we dip the dinnerware, hanakochim and agayim, that are purchased from Gentiles, and then only then is it permitted to eat and drink with it. Says Ram, Einin le'inu tuma v'tahara. This has nothing to do with the purposes of purification or of being impure. Rather, this is a rabbinic law because it's, so to speak, going out from the impurity of a Gentile to the sanctity of a Jewish person. And Berem's law, an allusion to this, is a pasuk in Bamidbar called Dava Shayava Be'ish. Anything that comes in fire, Tavir Be'ish, Batar. So you have to put through the fire and then it's pure. Now, from the tradition, we have interpretation, She'in medaber ele b'tahar rasa medegi'u le'gayim. That we're talking about over here, the purification from the prohibited taste of the Gentile in the pot, but limited to enough from impurity. We never have a purification from impurity through a medium of fire. Fire is only to get rid of the absorbed taste that were done and cooked in this pot. And b'chal tameim, because anything that's tamei, b'tfil oil metumasim, it's always removed from its tuma through immersion in a mikveh. And even the severe level of coming to him of a dead person, by being sprayed with the parduma waters and immersion, but the ancient age cloud is never, you don't get purified ever with fire. Rather, it's because of the purged taste from the non-kosher that's in the pot. Now, so if that's what the pasuk's talking about regarding when you purchase from a Gentile and to so that you should kasher it, so became a vitar. So what's the pasuk ending off when it's saying and vitahir to purify it? That's what the sages said. The Torah is telling you to add on another level of purity after you kashered by putting the fire, which latira megillah gan, which is permitted from the purged taste from the Gentile, is this halacha of tefillah in the mikvah. That's the remez that we find in the Torah. Now halacha vav, this halacha lechivat betefillah zu, they didn't obligate this immersion when you purchase even a brand new product from a Gentile. El klima tachesh shel sudan the kachem nagayim. I'm only talking about if it was purchased metal, or as we'll see shortly, glassware that are used for meals that are purchased from a Gentile. Now, avala shoyim nagayim, because the Rambam's only using it as an example here to contrast. But let's say someone borrowed from a Gentile, or shemishkin nagayim etzli klima tachesh, or it's collateral. The Gentile kept by him metalware. So then, matich, all you have to do is wash it off, and matich, or heat it up, and malabin, or make it white like fire. I mean, that's for kashering purposes. Vein and talk lab, you have to do a tefillah in the mikvah, because that's only when you buy it, not when you're going ahead and just borrowing or using it. So too, if let's say one purchases wooden vessels or stoneware, madiach or matiach, you could just wash it off, or if it requires to heat it up. But the inat zalahat, but one does not have to immerse in the mikvah. Why? Because this pasuk that we learned out, the law of tefillah from the clay midjan, as the pasuk is vitar, as we said in the previous halacha, there it only mentions metal types of vessels, zav, kesem, nechashes, barzel, bedil, ferris, and therefore we see that the halacha only applies to metal, not to other vessels. And mechein klei charasim, so too applies to regarding earthenware vessels, and in tzarlat, there's no obligation to table them in the mikvah. Now, aval ashrun ba'avar, but as a stringency, those that are plated with lead, harim klimatoch, as they are considered like metalware, tzrichim tefillah, and therefore they would have to be tabled in the mikvah. Halacha zayin. Now, it comes out, halakech sakim nagayim. Someone purchases a knife from a Gentile. So, malav nebe'esh, you have to heat up on the fire, again, as a way of kashering it, because this is used in a way that might have been in the fire. Or you could actually just sharpen it in the mill that sharpens the knives. And that's going to be enough as a way of getting off whatever's here on the knife. Now, the Moshe Sakin Yafesh Imba begin, let's say it's a nice knife that doesn't have any holes, any indentations. So that's enough to just stick it into hard ground 10 times. So you get off anything that's smeared on the side, any fats. Then you can use it for items that are cold. Now, the because you don't have the idea of the heat which is going to also release what got in with the heat. Now, the Maimah Begimis, let's say it has holes and deficiencies in the knife. Or let's say, no, it was a clean knife, meaning without any holes, without any marks, indents, but you want to use it for hot. You want to use it to slaughter with, which also has somewhat of an element of similar properties as when it's with heat. Then you have to actually go ahead and do libun again, or you have to sharpen the whole knife. Now let's say shachet b'kayim shchitah. Now let's say you did slaughter with it before you kashered it. So then madich b'kayim shchitah. All you have to do is wash off the place where the slaughtering happened, and vim kalaf. And if let's say you did klipa, which you took off even the pins with, well, habrizam mashubach, then a person is even praiseworthy. Allah has related, sakan shashach b'treifa, let's say there was a knife that was used to shecht a treifa, an animal with a mortal defect, which obviously not kosher. Le'yishul ba'ashir, you shouldn't use that to slaughter another animal until you wash it off. Afila b'tzainin, even with, you could just wash it even with cold water. And the reason that is because, really, when you slaughter, it's really, there's not really absorbing because there's no heat over there. So it's enough to wash it off even in cold water, or to wipe it off with the with some shmatas, some worn-out garments. Now, Allah HaTesaram continues regarding the obligation to distance ourselves from the Gentiles, which relates to, the Rambam is going to say, many different types of examples, and here he opens up with regarding drinking with them. It says, Allah HaTesaram, Dvar Macherim, Asru Aysim Chacham. Now, there are certain other things that, and as we're rounding off the halachas of machal sasuris, this is not intrinsically prohibited, but they made it prohibited because of certain reasons. So there are certain other things that Asim the sages made forbidden, although they're prohibited as machal sasuris, which we're discussing, where are not primary from the Torah, but gazralim kadeh lesrachim and agamim. They made a decree on those entities that we should not consume to as a distancing, as a separation from the Gentiles, actually, so that the Jewish people don't intermingle with them. They have the chasas, and that it could chasam bring to intermarriage. Ve'elehim, and they are also lishlis, and maybe not drink with them. Even though it's a place where it's not even concerned for having their idolatrous wine, and so to us, lechapita, maybe shulem, not let have their bread or what they cook. And even if it's not concerned for kashrus purposes, for the purchase, you're not allowed to have these ends. As the Ram goes through and explains each one of them. A person not drink at a banquet of Gentiles. Even though he's drinking cooked wine, which we said does not have the halacha of yayin nesach, or he's drinking from his own cup. Doesn't make a difference. Now, but if the majority of the banquet Jews, then mut is permitted. Now, they ain't shaysin sheikha shalem, shaysim in atmar, but the aim of kids, not only drink from their beer, even though it's not wine, can't drink from the beer that they make from dates or from figs. Now, but they ain't asa ele b'moka mechirasa, it's only forbidden in the place where it's being sold. But if he brings the beer home, then what's going to be permitted, sheikha, because what's the primary reason? Not really, it's intrinsically forbidden. It's shemi yisra, it's like, he might come to dine with him and then marry his daughters and so on, so it's only forbidden with them, but to bring it back home, that beer is not forbidden. Now, halacha yadav, yein tapuchim. Now, apple wine, v'yein remoinim, and pomegranate wine, things similar to that, that much lishleis b'chol makom, that you're allowed to drink anywhere, because davashay namatzis, which is not so common, like wine and beer, like gazalab, they didn't make this gezeira of drinking together with the Gentiles. And yein timukim, now we're going to raisin wine, adri kiyayin, that has the same halacha like wine, masnasach, and could have the halacha of libations, and therefore that would be prohibited for this entity, like we said, of yayin nesach. Now, halachah beis, the Ram continues regarding distancing ourselves from the Gentiles, regarding the other category he spoke about regarding the bread from the Gentiles. So Ram says, Afa pisha asr pas goyim, although, as we said, they made the bread of Gentiles forbidden, yesh mekayim should become, there are certain places that they're lenient in this halacha, but loikhan pas hanacht magoy, they take the bread of the Gentile baker, which that's the concept known as pas palter, because palter means the baker, but mokim shein shem nacht where there's no Jewish baker, it's in the fields, because it's a pressing situation, therefore then they go ahead and they take that Gentile bread. Now, but regarding a regular homeowner's bread, there no one is going to rule leniently, and because the primary reason was because of intermarriage, you're going to eat your neighbor's Gentile's bread, you have a list of them, you're going to come to have a meal with them, and again, thus bringing to the purpose that we don't want to have regarding chasnos. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's say hidlik hagoyes et hanu. Let's say the Gentile, he lit the oven. Vav b'Yisrael, now, but the Jew baked inside of it. Oy, the other way around. Shidlik Yisrael, vav hagoy. The Jew lit the oven, and the Gentile baked. Oy, shidlik hagoy, vav hagoy. Or, no, the Gentile lit the oven, and Vavagoy and the Gentile baked. But Avoy Yisrael v'nir ha'ishmat. But the Jew came and he stoked the flame a little bit. Or he lowered, he put out the flame a little bit. So as long as the Jew is at least part of the baking the bread somewhere, that bread's going to be permitted. And even if he just threw in a piece of wood into the oven, he permits all the bread inside of it. As the Rambam explained, the whole purpose is to show recognition that that bread is forbidden. So the Jew has to be involved. So it already gave the sign and the recognition that, okay, that to stay away from mingling with them, and therefore any Jewish involvement will permit the bread. Now, continuing on this theme regarding these different types of distancing from the Gentiles, so Rambam Halachi Dalet continues with what's known as Bishul Akam. If a Gentile cooked for us wine, or chalav, or milk, or dvash, or honey, or frishin, or quince, which is a certain type of a pre, or anything like that, which is davar nechal k'meshul chai, which is something that is eaten in its raw state, that's not prohibited from what's known as bishul akim. Because if legazru el al davar she'in nechal k'meshul chai, they only made it forbidden on something which is not eaten in its raw state. For example, basr, meat, or dog tuffle, unsalted fish, uveya, and eggs, or biyorakas, and vegetables. So if a Gentile cooks that from the beginning to the end, the Jew is not involved at all in its cooking, this is what's forbidden because of the Gentile cooking their food. Now, when we say this, there's a second criterion. It's something that it goes on the tables of royalty to be eaten together with bread. For example, meat and eggs and fish and things like that, which are distinguished foods for a meal for fit for a king. But if, let's say, food items which it's not a chashav, a thing that you would have on a table of royalty to eat with the bread, for example, tremaisin, vetch, which they would eat for like dessert, which is a type of a round legume, like a lentil, which is very bitter, but they would cook it like seven times, which would make it sweet and good. If the Gentiles cooked it, although it has the first criterion, it's not eaten raw, it's going to be permitted, and anything like that, because the whole reason, like we said, is the decree was because of intermarriage. That the Gentiles should not invite him for a meal, which could thus lead to all those bad purposes. But something that's not fit to be put on the table for kings to eat with bread, a person that doesn't invite, you want to have a beautiful spread. And therefore, it has to have two criterion, that of not eating in the raw state, and also regarding that, it says, now, regarding those small fish, that whether it be a Jew or a Gentile that salted them, Harim commissioned a special mix of fish, looks like it was already cooked a little bit. And therefore, if a Gentile roasted afterwards, the time is permitted because, again, it's already was cooked already beforehand. And anything that a Jew cooked, even just a little bit, whether in the beginning or the end, mutter is going to be permitted. Therefore, so if the Gentile put the meat or the pot on the fire, the havach is a basa, and the Jew mixed the meat, the hog is back there, or he mixed the pot, or if the Jew put it on, and the Gentile finished it off, that's going to be permitted. Now, if there's a fish that the Gentile salted, or there was produce that he smoked, until he made it edible, where you could eat smoked food, or salted fish, these are permitted, there's no problem about bishul akim. And the reason for that is, in this gezerah, we did not make salting like roasting, although other places we did say that salting is like roasting. And in this concept, we didn't say smoking is like cooking. And so to the roasted grain of a Gentile is permitted. And they didn't make a decree on those things. Because again, a person wouldn't invite his friend for roasted grain. It's not and therefore, again, that would not have the prohibition of bishul akim. Halachi itches. Poilin, beans, vafunim, peas, vadashim, lentils, vakizmim, things like that. Shoshalkim, maizim, agoyim, amarchim, maizim, that the Gentiles cooked, and they sell it, asur, mishum, bishul, agoyim. So it will have the prohibition about bishul, akum, being cooked by Gentile. But mokim, shoyim, mashochim, lochim. If it's a place that this would be served on a table of nobility. Mishum, papers, because they're used as relish. And also, a second issue says around, Mishum Giuli Goyim, mokim, and actually, even in a place where it's not oil, shochim, lochim, it would have a different issue, that of not kosher because of the absorbed taste. Shem yavashal eis mabas, because maybe they're cooked with non-kosher meat. Or with the pot that was used to cook meat, which again has those non-kosher bleas. And so too the donuts that they fry in oil, Asur, not Mishum Goyim, has the additional prohibition because of the non-kosher taste that they from the pots that they fried it in. Halachia test. Goyshe Bishul. Now, let's say a Gentile cooked, but Vilay Niskamel Bishul. He did not have the intention to cook. That's not going to have the problem of Bishul Akim. Says Ram Kitsa House, so we have that he's cooking without intention. Goyshe Hitzis Urbagam. If you have a Gentile that lit a fire in the swamp, now, why did he do that? Because he wanted to get rid of the aftergrowth, the bad grasses that are growing over there. Now, there were grasshoppers over there that got cooked in the fire. Those grasshoppers are permitted, even though it's a place where these grasshoppers would be served on tables of kings, because as an appetizer, again, that wasn't his intention, and therefore does not have the lach of Bishul Akim. Or let's say they went and they singed the head of the animal to remove the hair. So then you're allowed to eat from those pieces of flesh. And from the tips of the ears, which were roasted when it was singed, again, because his intention wasn't to cook, and the fact that it was cooked is not going to make it forbidden. Regarding dates which were cooked by Gentiles. So, if they were originally sweet, which therefore they were nechel chai, they're eaten in the raw state. Well, they're permitted. We only said it's if the cooking is what's making it edible. But if they were bitter, and now cooking it made it sweet, well, how are you assuming they're going to be forbidden? Now, how are you somewhere in the middle, they're also assuming they're going to be forbidden. Halacha falaf, kali shaladashim, the roasted grain from lentils, shalashu, which was kneaded, bain b'mayim b'mochem, whether with water or with vinegar. Now, the thing is, when you put this roasted lentils that was kneaded in the vinegar, that's like cooking. And therefore, that would be forbidden when the Gentile needs it because of a Bishul Akim. Now, the Chacham Mogeizer also when it's kneaded with water because you might come to permit it in the vinegar. Now, so therefore, Harei's also, this is going to be forbidden. Now, Aval Kali Shalchid Mesayim, but the roasted grain of wheat and barley, Shalosh Nois B'mam, which that was kneaded with water, Harei's Amutta, that's going to be permitted because there the norm is only to do it in water, and they weren't geyser, that it might be done with vinegar. Halacha Beis, Shemen Shal Goyim, oils from the Gentiles, is Mutta is permitted. Umisha Isin says, whoever makes it forbidden, he's standing in a great sin. Because he's rebelling against the courts that already said that it's permitted. Says, even if the oil was cooked, it's permitted. And the Ein Nes is not forbidden, not because of the Issa that we're discussing over here about Bishul Akim, because oil is eaten in the raw state. So that's missing one of the criterion. And doesn't have the problem about kashrus purposes where it has the absorbed taste from the non-kosher pots. Nishab basur, because the meat that was originally cooked that's absorbed in these pots, gives a bad taste in the oil and makes it putrefied, and this is called tamlof gam, which doesn't make it asur. And halacha of gimel says, Ram b'chein devash, shal goyim shen basur. So too, regarding the honey of Gentiles that was cooked, the asur min minimatika, and they make from it certain types of sweet elements, mutim etamza is also permitted for the same reason. One, because it's edible in its raw state, so there's no problem with Bishul Akim. And also regarding kashrus, again, it gives it a tam of gam. Halacha chav dal. Kuspan shel goyim, which is the refuse of dates, which were used to make beer out of it, and they would scold it, from the Gentiles, shehuchemu chamin, which was heated up in hot water, bein b'yer gedol, whether in a large pot, cauldron, or a small pot, Mutta is going to be permitted. Why? Because again, because the fats that are prohibited that are in the pot give a bad taste into that kuspan. And v'chein kevashim. So too, regarding things that are pickled. Shindakam losses l'toich mechemitz yayin, that the norm is not to put inside of them vinegar or wine. Oy zesim hakvushin. Or regarding pickled olives, v'chagav makvushin, or pickled grasshoppers, shaboyim in oitzer, which are coming from the storage house. So they are mutarim. They're going to be permitted because although sometimes we say kavish kamavushal regarding this gezeir, we don't say like we said by Maliach. We don't say it's not like it was cooked. So the fact it was pickled by the Gentile, that's not going to make it forbidden. Now, aval, but the Ram does say chagav mukvashim. But regarding the locust and the pickled items, shemizavim lemiyain, which they sprinkle wine in it, well, then are something forbidden because of the wine from a Gentile. And so if they would sprinkle in it vinegar, even the vinegar from the beer, so then assume that's going to be forbidden. As Ram explains in the next halacha, halacha fei, why did they say the vinegar from the beer of a Gentile, why is that forbidden? The reason is Nishamashlichin Latoicha Shemayim, because in the beer they would put in some sediments of wine, which that is forbidden. Lafika Chanukah Chamnaitza. That's why if it's taken straight directly from the storage house, which over there they have the olives and the locusts that are pickled, if you take it straight from there, their mutter is going to be permitted because it wasn't the norm to sprinkle wine or vinegar when it's in the storage house. Only the storekeepers would do it right before it's being sold, and therefore then you know you don't have the problem about the Yayin Nesach. Halacha Vav, Hamuryas, the fish brine, but Mokum Shadakam Losa L'Techa Yayin, here also similar to the previous halachas, if the norm was that they would put inside of it wine, meaning obviously in a place where wine is cheaper than the fish brine, well then also it's going to be forbidden because of the Yayin Nesach. Now, v'mhoya hayayin yokum in amamuris, but obviously if wine is more expensive than fish brine, mutter is going to be permitted. As Rama says, because they're murim, and this is how you rule b'chol davar, but regarding anything shechayshon loy that you're concerned, shem iber b'hagrim davar asa, that you're concerned if the Gentiles mixed in something that's forbidden, she'en odem ma'arv davar yokum b'zel. No one's going to mix in something more expensive and something that's cheaper, she'en mafsa, because he's losing. Avam arv hazel b'yokum, but he will mix in something cheaper and something more expensive, k'dei l'staka, so that he should gain, that he's getting off cheaper by adding a cheaper item. So again, the concern would only be, obviously, is wine cheaper than brine, but if wine is more expensive, don't have to be concerned that the wine was mixed into the brine. Now, halacha of Zayin, to round off these halachas of Machal Sasuris, the Rambam says, regarding as it relates to young children, regarding the laws of chinuch, katan shachal echem and Machal Sasuris, if a minor is eating any one of these prohibited, which we spoke about in all these 17 chapters regarding forbidden food items, if a child, young child, is eating from these forbidden food items, or in related halacha, sha'asa malacha b'Shabbos, if he does a prohibited malacha on Shabbos, in bezim mitzvah of lafishay, the courts are not obligated to separate the young child from doing or eating this prohibited item. And the reason lafishay ben does, because it doesn't have intelligence and he's not obligated in the mitzvahs. Now, remember when we say this, b'shalas ma'atzmai, if he's doing it on his own, so you don't have to stop him, avla chil b'dam, but to actively feed him something forbidden, also that's going to be forbidden. Vafil dvam shayisum edivisim, even if it's something that's only rabbinically forbidden. And you're also not allowed to get him accustomed to desecrating the Shabbos and the Yom Tovim, even things that are only rabbinically forbidden. Now, Allah of Ches says, Ram, although the courts are not obligated to separate the minor from violating these Yisurim, but mitzal aviv ligerboy, but there's a commandment on the father to rebuke him, and to separate him, because is known as the mitzvah of chinuch, to inaugurate him in sanctity. Shemak says the pasuk in Mishlei, "Chanoich l'nar pidarkei b'gomer," to train the child according to his path, etc. Now, Allah of Chavtes, Rambam continues regarding also these more ancillary types of prohibited food items, which are not intrinsic, but it's related to protecting a person's body and his soul. Says Rambam, "Asur chachamim machalos u'mashkin." The sages said it's forbidden to have certain food items and beverages. Shenefesh rov bnei adam kamehem, that the soul of most of humanity would be disgusted with them. Again, for example, macholos amashkin, food items and beverages, shenisav bnei ki, that there's vomit that got mixed into it, itzay or feces, valechas ruchu, these putrid liquids. Okay, it's anything like that, you're not allowed to eat or drink. They also said, you filthy vessels, you're not allowed to eat and drink from. Shenaf shalad mesaynezben, because a person's soul, it cannot tolerate these types of entities. Again, for example, clay based akise, the vessel that's used in the bathroom, clay zechucha shel zabaron, or the glassware that are used by the blood letters, shagurim bem esadam, that they use to let blood, to take blood. Okay, so things like that. These are things that are disgusting. These are things that one is not allowed to eat and drink from. They also said it's forbidden to eat with hands that are filthy and dirty, and to eat on vessels that are dirty. Because all these things are included in the category that says in Meyikra, "Al tashak sus nafshat seichem." Do not disgust, make revolted your souls. Someone eats these foods or like this in these formats. Makanes and makas marz, we give him rabbinic lashes. It's not biblical, although it's a pasuk, because it's what's called lav shemachlalas, which includes many different subcategories, and therefore that's not in the category of getting the biblical lashes. It's also forbidden for a person to hold back his orifices, meaning from relieving himself, being a doylem, being a talem, whether going and relieving himself feces, excrement, or from urinating. Anyone who holds back his releasing of his orifices is included in someone who's revolting his soul. And in addition to all the illnesses that he's bringing on himself, and that he's going to be liable for his own soul. Ela Rebbe says, the Rambam, Rolo Lahargalatzmoy, it's appropriate that he should accustom himself, be eat them as a manim at prepared times, to go and relieve himself. That he doesn't have to distance himself from people, because in Talmudic times, the people didn't have the lavatories and the bathrooms like we have. They had to go at a distance. And that he shouldn't come to a situation where he's going to revolt his own soul by, again, holding in his waste matter. Halach Lamed Beis, the Ram concludes, and he says, V'chol anizr b'dvar me'elu, whoever is careful in all these things, maybe kedusha v'tahara yisrael nafshi, brings sanctity and an increased level of purity to his soul, u'memarek nafshi, and he purges his soul, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemak says in Pasuk that in Vayikra, this kadishtim, that you should be holy, v'yisim kadishtim, and then you will be holy, k'kadosh ani, because Hashem says, because I am holy. Baruch Rachman, the sign, Reish Vat Khan, blessed is Hashem, who helped us from here up until, from the beginning up until this point, as we finish the halachas of Machal Sesuras, of the laws of forbidden food items.